Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I'm Andy, and like I mentioned, Hometown Radio interview happening right now, brought to you by the Raymond A. Mason School of Business at William & Mary, which is fitting because today I'm talking with two gentlemen who are affiliated with the Raymond A. Mason School of Business, J.D. Du, the Executive Director for the Center for Military Transition, and Will Gregory with the Veteran Startup Challenge. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely outstanding. Again, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you both for joining me. I'm really excited to talk to you both today. JD, we'll start with you. How do you and your team at the Center for Military Transition, well, live up to your name and help military service members transition to leadership positions and other roles in the civilian world?
No, thank you very much for that question. At the end of the day, our center is really focused on the idea that the combination of a unique lived military experience that our veterans bring to classrooms, they bring to businesses, they bring to communities every day. If you take that lived experience and you add to it world-class education and meaningful connections, the combination of those three things are really the recipe for unlimited impact, for continued service for those veterans, as well as meaningful impact in communities that could be here or across the country.
Let's go into that world-class education that you mentioned. Give me just like a quick overview of some of the educational opportunities and, I guess, structure that these veterans are a part of?
Absolutely. Well, one of the beautiful things about where our center is, it's integrated directly into the Mason School of Business. So any of our graduate school programs, our Masters of Business Administration programs, whether that's our executive MBA program that occurs on weekends, our online programs, our part-time programs out at the Peninsula Center in Newport News, or our residential programs, we're able to take those classroom experiences and then really just listen to what student veterans need and what they want to really take those experiences and connect it in meaningful ways to alumni, to community leaders, to corporate partners and corporate leaders to really allow them to chart the path of a meaningful commitment to continued service even after they hang up the uniform.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, it's about one well documented that, you know, military service personnel, you know, they face a unique set of challenges as they, you know, detransition from military service. Can you go into a little bit some of the challenges that they often overcome and how you empower them to overcome those challenges?
Absolutely. Well, one of the challenges is actually it's a question of professional identity. It's one thing when you look at somebody particularly that's been in the military for a long time, right? You know, they could be in their 40s and then they're faced with this question of what do I want to do when I grow up, right? And that's a great question to ask if you're 16 or 17. It gets a little bit more interesting and unique after, you know, sometimes, in some cases, decades of military service. But what we found is that that's actually not the precise correct question. The idea of a professional identity, particularly after you've been in the very strong and important cohesive cultures of the United States military, that question of identity is not what are you going to do, it's who are you going to be? That question of identity is a key aspect of what we're able to do. Now, to be sure, our curriculum focuses on world-class skills that are there, but then we, with the Center for Military Transition, can provide additional context to that to really, really bring out those questions and resolve those questions of identity and give folks a new way to look at problems that they want to solve. And it's not their own problems, it's very oftentimes problems of communities, and that's what really makes things exciting.
Sure. So Will, the Veteran Startup Challenge, tell me about the challenge and how are you kind of, I guess, working with veterans and, you know, creating a path forward for them?
Absolutely. So, you know, this initiative started off really when I was transitioning from serving as a DoD civilian downrange in Afghanistan. And, you know, I expected because I was a civilian, I had spent only, you know, a little bit less than a couple of years involved working with the DoD. I expected it to be a really seamless transition. And I found that when I actually entered the private sector and I started trying to take those steps at launching a startup and working in Silicon Valley, I found it was really, really hard. And if I was having this much difficulty in this process and struggling to find the right path and the effective way forward, well, folks who are transitioning after serving many years are probably struggling even more. So what I did was, after I was able to eventually find that right track and find effective way forward and really accomplish the goals that I was pursuing, I started working with other vets and sharing the resources that I found were really effective. And over time, more and more folks started approaching me asking for help. And eventually, I built out a course around that to help them hit the ground running as soon as they were transitioning. Because when you're a vet, you know, as JD mentioned, you know, you have a sense of mission, you have a sense of purpose. And when you transition, you often are looking for that next mission, that sense of of, you know, giving back and purpose. And entrepreneurship is just such an effective way to do that, because what you're doing is you identify a challenge in the world, you solve it, and you get it into people's hands. And that's why startups and entrepreneurship are so effective. So we built this initiative around all of these things, and it's called the Veteran Startup Challenge. And yeah, I'm extremely excited to be working with the Center for Military Transition at Mason and the Alan B. Miller Center for Entrepreneurship with this new initiative that we're launching called the Veteran Entrepreneur Scholars Program. And this is aimed at helping vets get up to speed quickly. We train them through our boot camp program, which is a 5-week part-time entrepreneurial training course. And we already kicked off, actually, just recently. We're a couple weeks into our first official cohort. We ran a pilot over the summer, and that went great. But yeah, now we're scaling our engagement with vets.
And so you said this Veteran Entrepreneur Scholars Program, it's kind of a, I guess, collaboration between the Center for Military Transition and the Veteran Startup Challenge, right? So how are y'all working together on that?
It's absolutely a collaboration. One of the things that we discovered, we run a different certificate program just for veterans that are transitioning, right? Again, who are you going to be? What are the different opportunities that are out there? And as we ran through that, we saw a significant component of those veterans that were a part of that program saying, hey, what are some opportunities I can apply, again, my experience, some of my education, skills, to challenges that are here in an entrepreneurial sort of setting? So there was a natural convergence of that. And again, that's how we're sort of approaching building out this this program and the collaboration that sort of follows. We're following the lead of veterans.
How do you measure success when working with veterans, and then maybe share a success story with me?
Well, there are all different types of visions of success. It really depends on what the objective of the veteran is. So, you know, a lot of the vets that I work with, they choose to go and launch a Silicon Valley-style, scalable, venture-backable, technology-focused startup. So what we kind of classically think about in terms of, you know, tech startups. And I've worked with a bunch who have, you know, been very impactful and successful with that. Others choose, hey, I want to, you know, go into entrepreneurship. I want to launch an organization or an initiative within a larger company or group. And that's great as well. We can teach you how to do that. Others go in the direction of nonprofits and social ventures. And yet still more go into small business entrepreneurship and, you know, open up mom and pop shops, or, you know, the classic for so many vets is opening up a microbrew. You know, so many of my veteran buddies want to do that. But we've seen success across really the whole spectrum. And the reason, I think, is that vets naturally, you know, they're inherent problem solvers. Not only that, but, you know, if you have experience as a vet, you have experience in small unit leadership. Mm-hmm. You can manage groups of people and keep them together as a cohesive unit. You can deal with the challenges as they come in, because being an entrepreneur is one of the toughest things you can do.
Sure.
You're gonna, you know, there are gonna be constant fires to put out every day, all day. And if, you know, you have military experience, you know what that's like under really stressful, environments. And, you know, my favorite thing to point out that's not always intuitive but is a critical skill for successful founders is that they can maintain a sense of humor when everything is going wrong around them.
Right.
And that's a superpower when you're launching a startup. But in terms of the specifics, like, you know, what have, you know, I seen be successful, you know, it really does run the spectrum. I've seen folks launch great drone startups, get into hard tech. And that's personally my favorite field, because you're having a huge impact. I love the dual use side personally, but I've also seen folks, you know, launch great education nonprofits. So it really does run the gamut.
And I think at the end of the day, I think one of the really interesting pieces is that what we're really trying to build is a virtuous network, right? And veterans, whether they start as student veterans at William & Mary, where they that becomes a later component of their journey, but veterans are in the center of that network. And William & Mary in particular, by tradition, by geographic location, by longstanding practice, we're uniquely positioned to support this veteran community. If that means taking one of those entrepreneurs and tying them with a potential venture capital investor, that is a node of that virtuous network. It means bringing them information on different federal programs, state programs that are specifically designed to empower this particular community. That is the other key measure of success. You can say, yes, we are a military-friendly organization. Many do so. What we're talking about here is actually going beyond being military-friendly or even military-inclusive, but really, really empowering an important part of our community and communities across the country.
Do you two have websites where people can learn more?
We do.
Yeah. So the veteranstartupchallenge.org.
Easy to remember.
Right. And again, you can just go straight to William & Mary at WNM.edu. And you can find us there as well.
The Raymond A. Mason School of Business and the Center for Military Transition. Thank you, JD and Will, for stopping by and talking with me. I really appreciate it. And thank you both for serving our veterans after they've served our country.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.